a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and thank you for your patience. We're trying to coordinate a number of things up here for those who have been listening and waiting in the gallery, but those online, we've had a few computer issues, and so we're going to, horror of horrors, do this manually. So bear with us, please. Thank you. Leading us in the prayer today, ladies and gentlemen, we're privileged to have Sunshine Mintzloff, who is with Abate, and she and her husband are also with the Christian Motorcycle Organization. Abate will recognize in a little bit. So we're really privileged to have you. She's from the Sturgis region. And our page leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance to this great nation's flag is Christian Witt from Hartford.
Heavenly Father, we bring these men and women before you, asking you to give them the gift of wisdom, discernment, and a spirit of cooperation as they go about the business of the people of the beautiful state of South Dakota. Give them courage and strength in their decisions as they legislate for all of us. Place a hedge of protection around them as they travel to and from Pierre and their homes. Help them use your word as their guide. We also ask you to be with all our soldiers as they fight for freedom for all of us. I ask this in your precious Son, Jesus' name. And the senators all said, Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal, please.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Somebody, Bob, would you give me?
Well, look at this. Thank you, Senator Ewing.
Mr. President.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back one of our mentors. I'm getting a little emotional here, pal, but... Did you write up on this?
I did not, Mr. President.
Okay. Please welcome back Senator Jim Putnam Putter.
Thank you, Mr. President, and as a past serving senator, I would like to ask for a personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, thank you for allowing me to come to the floor today and to make an announcement and to make an introduction of some folks here in our gallery today. And those folks, as you look around you, you see our motorcycle riders as they're dressed accordingly. This is the Abate of South Dakota. Folks that are very interested in their freedom, just like we are up here at the State Senate. So I'd like to have you welcome the Abate of South Dakota. Also, if you would, there are folks up here, as you see the lady up here that gave the prayer today. Those are great riders that have great memberships out there, and so we have Christian memberships as well as any other. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, please welcome today to your state capitol, Abate of South Dakota and the Christian Motorcycle Association. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. You may approach the bench, Senator. A number of you may not know, but years ago when I first ran for the legislature, I asked a person who was very important to me, what was the most significant piece of experience you had in the legislature? What legislation? And that gentleman is now deceased. And he said, bar none, the lifelong friends you make. Not any legislation, not any battles, but lifelong friends. And you're our lifelong friend, and you've taught us all. Term limits take a toll because we don't have long institutional memory like you've given us. But I want you to know on behalf of the senators that we are keeping our eye on the ball.
Okay, great. No, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Ladies and gentlemen, visiting and listening, we have doctors that volunteer their time for us every day through the South Dakota Medical Association. These physicians take time away from their home. They travel on their own dime and obviously not taking care of their own patients. This is a donation, and it's an incredible donation for us because the state capitol is the state fair indoors, and when we're indoors, we're a germ cesspool. And we'll get back and forth, and people are coughing and hacking and other things. But thankfully, we have physicians who are willing to give to us. And we have true incredible South Dakota stories here. And from the tremendous city of Madison, on behalf of all of us, and especially Senator Olson and Senator Peters, we'd like to thank both Dr. Aaron Prespo and Dr. Leah Prespo for being here to take care of us today. Would you please stand? Okay. Reports of standing committees. Thank you.
The Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 58 and recommends due pass consent calendar, and Senate Bill 55 and recommends due pass as amended. Ryan Maher, Chair. The Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 49 and recommends due pass, Senate Bill 47 and recommends and did table that motion or that bill. Mike Valley, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 23 and recommends due pass as amended, and Senate Bill 69 and recommends due pass as amended, and Senate Bill 72 and recommends due pass as amended, and Senate Bill 25, which was tabled. Gene Hunhoff, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1001, 1006, 1021, 1023, 1026, 1027, 1031, and 1053, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
One other introduction here is we have Rod and Carrie Hansen. Where are you folks? Right up here. They're the parents of one of our interns, Caroline. Where's Caroline? So you can... Oh, you're there. Are you waving to your folks? That's nice of you to visit, and thank you for sharing her with us. It's a great experience, but especially when the family comes. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Senator Welke, for letting me know that, and I appreciate that. What we've done up to date here is just a lot of housekeeping, messages coming back and forth, and again, a lot of this was because our Constitution didn't recognize that we'd ever have computers, and so we need to go in this specific order. This next order of business is called Motions and Resolutions. Please proceed.
Senator Ray moves that the Senate page resolution number 1 be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Senator Ray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, every 2 weeks we are blessed with a new group of young people that take time from their high school career to come to the Capitol and assist us in our duties. And that ranges from working in the mailroom to helping us in committees and on the floor. And I know that these students in my time in the legislature have always thoroughly enjoyed this process. And one day, some of those folks might be very well sitting in these chairs replacing us. So, with that, Mr. President, I'll end my remarks, and at the end here we'll give them a round of applause and give them a very warm thank you for taking their time to come out here and assist us to make sure we're doing the people's business. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Senator Buell.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Members of the body, I really want to say thank you to our pages. You all have been here as the first guinea pigs in this process that we call government, and you're learning here as well as many of us are learning and relearning together what this process looks like, and we thank you for bearing with us for some of that. We ask a lot of pages while they're here, and I think some of us that have been here for things like veto day when we don't have you all are keenly aware of how well you all make the trains run on time, both in committee facilitating things as well as here on the floor and helping us out with whatever we might need. I want to remind you all that the page program is meant to be a beginning of your time here, not the end. And so I expect that you will take what you've learned here through these past 2 weeks home and share that with your friends and your family and your communities. And I beg you not to be strangers. This is your capital, as the president reminds us every day, and we really appreciate that. And I would also remind you that I can only say this for another couple of years, but because I've got a birthday tomorrow and going to rub it in. But I'm only 10 years older than you all. And so I expect that you all be in these seats sooner rather than later, because we absolutely need you. So thank you for your service, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Further remarks? I would like to personally express our thanks. Being a page is tough because you're gone away from your school. You've come especially at an interesting time during our session at the beginning. You've seen a lot of pop and circumstance, but also I'm sure that it is imprinted on you, all of you. This will be hard for you to believe, but when Tyrannosaurus Rex roamed the hallways here, I was a page. So there is future for you. We'd like to very much thank Elizabeth and Sarah and Tracy and Willow and Brandon, Anna and Michaela and Christian. You've been fabulous. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Congratulations. We have the actual resolution for you over here by Senator Rave. And if you're interested, the next booth would be for you to sign your enlistment documents to the United States military. So anyway, thank you.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 56, 36, 52, and 4 be deferred until Tuesday, January 23rd, the ninth legislative day.
Third, second.
Second.
All those in favor of that deferral motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the standing committees on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 62 as found on page 122 of the Senate Journal. Also Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 66 as found on page 122 of the Senate Journal. Also the Committee on Education on Senate Bill 3 as found on page 123 of the Senate Journal. Also Committee on Education on Senate Bill 5 as found on page 123 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills. The Constitution requires that these are read in open session so that people knew back then, before we had computers, the names of the bills and the numbers and then where they're assigned. In the Senate, these bills are assigned by the President Pro Tem, Senator Brown. So everyone will be speaking at the same time. It looks strange, but we have them recorded in the computer when the computer is working. Please proceed. First read.
Senate Bill 105, an act to revise certain provisions regarding instruction permits and restricted minors' permits to drive a motor vehicle. Section 106, an act to prohibit certain minors from using wireless communication devices while operating motor vehicles upon the public highways. Senate Bill 107, an act to limit the number of passengers allowed in a motor vehicle operated by a holder of a restricted minor's permit. Senate Bill 99, an act to revise the term used to refer to the imposition of an additional property tax levy for raising revenue for school districts. Senate Bill 102, an act to regulate the submission of certain filings with the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 109, an act to revise the Human Relations Act to allow certain discriminatory practices to be investigated by municipalities and counties.
The President announces the following committee assignments. To Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bills 95 and 101, Appropriations 104, Commerce 100, Education 96, Health and Human Services, Senate Bills 98 and 103, Judiciary, Senate Bills 97, 108, 110, Local Government 109, State Affairs 102, Taxation 99, and Transportation, Senate Bills 105, 106, and 107. First reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1021, an act to revise certain provisions relating to child support. House Bill 1031, an act to revise certain provisions regarding parole date calculation. House Bill 1026, an act to comply with the certain Internal Revenue Code requirements relating to maximum and annual benefits paid to members of the South Dakota retirement system and to provide for the update of references to the Internal Revenue Code. House Bill 27, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the application of the Special Pay Retirement Program of the South Dakota Retirement System.
Thank you. The President announces the following assignments of House Bills to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, House Bill 1001, 1006, Health and Human Services, 1023, Judiciary, 1021, 1031, State Affairs, House Bill 1053, and Retirement Laws, House Bill 1026 and 1027. We're on to our consent calendar. Consent calendar is comprised of bills that had unanimous consent, God bless you, from the committee and were placed on a consent calendar. There's no debate allowed unless a senator pulls it off for Tuesday to debate. This is so that we can have an efficiency mechanism for non-controversial bills. Questions may be asked, but no debates allowed. Consent calendar, please.
Senate Bill 65, an act to revise certain exemptions from licensure by the Real Estate Commission.
Senate Bill 65, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 65. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Pauline.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston excused. Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 34, one excused.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 65, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is approved. This is our debate calendar, ladies and gentlemen. Second reading of Senate bills. Please proceed, ma'am.
Senate Bill 56, an act to define a credit card bank and to
point of order. I'm sorry, that was deferred.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. Thank you.
Senate Bill 24, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to the Board of Examiners of Psychologists.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 24, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage.
Are there
any remarks?
Mr. President.
Good afternoon. Senator Hunoff.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Senate Bill 24 is brought to us by the Board of Psychologists, and it's their intent to assure that education and training satisfy the standards for licensure for the delivery of the services, as well as protection of the consumer for psychological services. What they have done, they have defined their program in psychology as a doctoral program that's accredited by the American Psychological Association or Canadian Psychological Association. They are defining internships. They're looking at allowing the reciprocity to go from 5 years to 3 years so that we can incorporate those individuals that are coming into the state of South Dakota to be able to practice. They've also extended the time for a look back on felony convictions requiring background checks. And finally, they're allowing for emergency suspension of a license if the board finds that public health, safety, or welfare requires emergency action. When this bill was brought to committee, there was concern out there from students that are currently enrolled in psychological programming or coming out with a PhD, and they wanted to be assured that they would be able to obtain licensure under these new criteria. There was an amendment added to the bill that does provide grandfathering for those that are currently engaged in programs so that they could be board certified and be eligible for licensure in the program. So that did address those needs. I would ask for your support of Senate Bill 24 and stand by for questions.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
And that's been distributed, marked 2-4, Juliet Bravo, correct?
Correct.
And that's been seconded. Comments on the motion to amend?
Thank you, Mr. President. The actual amendment isn't nearly as complicated as the as it looks like. There's a lot of things. But on page, if you have the bill, otherwise I will read it to you. Located in the bill on page 7, section 2, the licensee or applicant for licensure has been convicted of a felony or a serious crime during the past 5 years. That in the bill has been stricken. And so I ask, and that then puts that lifetime. In other words, all the time this has been done since the bill was enacted, they've limited to 5 years. I guess my point was that here's a fella who's had a felony, and it can be a nonviolent felony of any kind. All of a sudden, he's gone 20 years, never did a thing. And he's gone back to college, like me. I graduated 45 years old with my degree. And all of a sudden, when I go to apply, they're going to go back 25 years, 30 years, and say, oh, hey, wait a minute, we can disqualify you. And I also, you know, as the old saying goes, was my first rodeo. So I asked the people, I said, has there been a problem? Oh, no. No, there hasn't been a problem. But we just decided we'd like to be able to do this. Well, sometimes I say, if the wheel isn't broken, do we need to fix it? So, with that, I'd appreciate your vote yay on amendment, and I will not be asking for any voice vote only is okay.
Further remarks on the motion to amend. Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I'm going to ask the body to resist the amendment. And I want to thank my seatmate here. again, he's just specifically taking out that one section. The reason you have that to be able to go back is that for background checks, you need to go further than the 5 years, so that if somebody had some felony conviction some way, they're just taking that into consideration so they can see the whole background for that individual. That's not going to say they're not going to give that individual the license. But in this era, and again, looking at people that provide services, professionals that are out there for public safety, you want to be able to go all the way back and look at that information. I think the example they gave that maybe somebody didn't have a felony but had a conviction as a young person, made some poor decisions, and maybe got an MIC or whatever. Well, that could be there, but that's not going to jeopardize. But I think it's important when we're talking about public safety and protecting our consumer, we go back and we look at all those convictions and see if there's any. They're not going to make the decision if it's 10 years back, but at least they know and that information is out there. Again, I would ask you to defeat the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the motion to amend. Senator Brown.
Thank you. I would echo the comments from the senator from Yankton. Essentially, if you take this section out of the bill, you're gutting the entire purpose for which the bill was designed. So I would urge the members to resist this amendment.
Further remarks? Any further remarks on the motion to amend? Question before the Senate is the motion to amend marked 24, Juliet Bravo. Those in favor of that motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no?
No.
Motion to amend fails. Further remarks on Senate Bill 24. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 24. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Legalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston. Jones.
Aye.
Kirkby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Narstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes 34, one excused.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 24, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is approved.
Senate Bill 35, an act to allow the prosecution to appeal from certain judgments of acquittal.
Senate Bill 35, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Bogolka, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you. Once again, we have a relatively simple bill from the Judiciary Committee. The problem here that we're trying to rectify is a relatively rare situation that if a jury finds an individual guilty in a court trial, and then the judge, for some reason, perhaps a minor technicality, throws out the guilty verdict, the Attorney General's office was informed by the Supreme Court in a similar case last year. They tried to appeal that, and the Supreme Court says, oh, wait a minute, the law does not specifically say that you can appeal that decision of the judge. They assume they could, and I believe they still need that tool in their toolbox in case the judge was wrong. I don't believe we should throw out the decision of 12 people based on the decision of one person. So in order to give our Attorney General's office and prosecuting attorneys, our state's attorneys, the ability, if they so decide, to appeal a thrown-out decision or a set-aside verdict by a circuit court judge, in order to give them the option to appeal that to the Supreme Court, we need to pass this legislation. I'm glad to answer any questions, and thank you for your affirmative vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 35. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Pardon me. Thank you. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Pauline.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston, excuse. Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 34, excused 1.
Thank you. Senate Bill 35, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Yes. Senate Bill 39, an act to establish a penalty for a juvenile convicted as an adult of a Class A or B felony and allow a sentence of up to life imprisonment after a sentencing hearing.
Thank you. Senate Bill 39, having received a second reading, is up for consideration on final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Thiessen, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. South Dakota law currently allows a process to transfer juveniles in serious criminal cases to adult court. Some of those transfers would be for serious murder cases, which would be Class A or Class B felonies. The penalty for those felonies is a mandatory life in prison. A recent Supreme Court case found that it was an Eighth Amendment violation to sentence juveniles to life imprisonment unless there was a mitigation hearing held before such judgment was made. So what this bill does is to change South Dakota law so that in the case of juveniles that are being sentenced to life in prison, it is not an automatic life in prison sentence. South Dakota can still impose a life sentence, but only after a mitigation hearing is held. And the outline for this mitigation hearing is the same outline that's used in the mitigation hearing in death penalty cases, in adult cases. So we have the same wording for this mitigation hearing. In other words, the judge will hear the aggravating factors, the mitigating factors, and then we'll make an independent judgment whether still this juvenile should be subject to a life a penalty. So this bill brings us into compliance with the recent Supreme Court decision. It passed our committee unanimously, and I would ask for your support.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 39. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston, excused. Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, 34 ayes, 1 excused.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 39, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is approved.
Senate Bill 34, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the crossing of a railroad and to revise the penalty for certain railroad crossing violations by the driver of a commercial motor vehicle.
Thank you. Senate Bill 43, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Good thing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was confused with Smith or Cropperfield last night. You look the same.
I knew you would do it. You want to start that over again?
Mr. Speaker.
See? You did it again.
I said President. The first.
So it's all over. Welcome. This is your maiden voyage. It's so fun. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Senator Monroe. You're on.
Thank you. Senate Bill 43 is a bill about that was given to us by a group of unelected bureaucrats from another town far away. And I'll get to the purpose of the bill, and I'll explain it section by section. Well, the purpose of the bill is to blackmail South Dakota and to bring her into submission. Why do this? Simply because they can, by using a hammer of $35 million or more in our highway construction funds. In other words, South Dakota is small enough to be picked on and can't do anything back. And so they say, South Dakota, we'll do this to you. So we'll go to Section 1 of the bill right now, the railroad crossing bill. It inserts another person into the mix of what a commercial driver has to be on the lookout for at a railroad crossing under penalty of law. So I certainly hope they don't miss a potential law enforcement officer standing nearby. Section 2 makes it incredibly confusing to be a commercial driver because they have to be able to eyeball what 15 feet is, what 50 feet is, how fast they slow down, this type of thing. And Section 3, 4, and 5 of the bill make the poor driver wish that he or she had never been born if they accidentally mess up one time on Section 1 and 2. So, as you vote for this bill, and you will, rest in the thought that it's only a test run by the feds in their continuing takeover of regional governments using the 20s and 30s Soviet model of what they did. The good stuff, though, the real taking of your rights to your life, the rights to your liberty, the rights to your pursuit of happiness using this method of blackmail is still weeks or months away, not years. As I sat listening to testimony in committee, I silently said what I say publicly now. These people who brought this bill and wrote it for us, who are these people? And what have they done with my favorite uncle, Sam? By the way, please vote for the bill. Thank you.
Welcome back. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 43. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston. Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
No.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Thalley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, nays 2, excused 1.
Thank you. Senate Bill 43, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is approved. Before we get to announcements, I want to commend Senator Valley and Senator Holine for your recruitment of Senator Amdahl. It's you look marvelous. You do. And I'm sure that it'll be infectious. Welcome to Friday Bow Tie Day, Senator Valley.
We can get one for you, too, if you would like.
I can't hear you. What's... Doctor, I need for you to look at my ears. Senator Holeen,
thank you,
look
Mr.
Marvelous
President.
Too.
We do seem to grow by one new senator every year, so I'm still holding out hope for this year. Perhaps you could set the trend, Mr. President.
You know, the cell phone, I can't hear the phone. How about a happy birthday applause for Angie Buell, our senator, for tomorrow? As a new bride, I'm sure you've done what all of our spouses do, especially women spouses. You've already told him what you want, so we didn't have to guess. Oh, good. That's great. Any announcements? Any announcements? Again, we're on for Tuesday, so any committee announcements for Tuesday or other things?
Mr. President.
Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. That would be Judiciary Committee, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll hear two House bills and three Senate confirmations. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Heineman, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations will meet at LCR 1 on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock and hear from the Department of Education.
Very good. Senator Holeen.
Mr. President, Senate Commerce and Energy, 10 a.m. Tuesday morning, beginning with a very brief presentation from South Dakota Pipeline Association and then tackling a few more bills. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Hi, Senator Cripps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Ag Committee, 10 a.m. on Tuesday, an overview from the Game, Fish, and Parks and one Department of Ag mediation program bill.
Thank you. Further remarks? I'm sorry, announcements. Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, Tuesday morning, 7:45.
Any other announcements? I have one. I know that your respective leaders and the procedural officers within your caucuses have told you this, but I, as you know, get fixated on it. Tuesday is the last day for unlimited introduction. And so that's the, excuse me, Wednesday. And so Tuesday, if you're working on your jackets, on unlimiteds, obviously on Wednesday by noon, you need to get them up here. Otherwise, you're going to be into the three, your three limit. So I'll repeat. If you've got unlimiteds, we've got to have a lot of rocking and rolling on Tuesday. And obviously, you can get it out of there on Wednesday if you've got it jacketed. But another way of putting that, if you've got sponsor sheets and you need to get them turned in, I think that you'll want to get them in on the 22nd unless you want to rely totally on your three. So I think you all know that, but I want to reemphasize that. Again, you'll see that on your calendar. Okay. Any other announcements? Nope. Let's go. You're on.
Senator Heineman moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you, and drive safely.